Hello, everyone. Welcome to Self Love Sessions. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. And in today's episode, we will be discussing starting over. Oh my gosh, I have so many delicious things to share with you. And let's dive in. Now, this is you starting over with your business. This is you starting over with yourself. This is you starting over with love. This is you starting over. And I cannot wait to dive in. So if you are new, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love, love, love self-love sessions. This is your opportunity to receive a little teaching or topic, hear a little story, and then dive into where you are and where you are going. I love setting up each episode to ensure that you start having that reflection within yourself and you have like a blueprint per se of what your one to two next steps that will be after you listen to this episode. So, okay, first topic. Sometimes, like even for myself in this very moment, you might feel like you're starting over with everything, like absolutely everything, right? And some things aren't clear yet. Some things aren't clean yet. Some things aren't, you're still unsure about a couple of things. You're sure about other things. It's that kind of scenario. And I want to tell you that as you're moving and shifting, and this happens after your identity shift, whenever you have an identity shift, your life starts to have to recalibrate and change and shift and do things in order to align with your current inner reality. So a lot of times your relationships will either close out or struggle, your business might close out or struggle, or you might have to place your business on a pause, or your love life will look different and start to, again, struggle or close out or need a shift in some fashion. But if the other person doesn't really know about that, or they're not, or they do, but they're not aligning, there's really nothing you can do. Your business is a submission of you, so you have full autonomy and full control over that recalibration. And then when it comes to yourself, we notice that as you have identity shifts, you're going to struggle in the weeks to come with yourself because your mind needs redesigning. Your energy, your behavior, things start to form and shift in the way you used to talk to yourself, the way you used to dress, the way you used to show up is now in it's the old version. So you're going to struggle with who you are, what you should wear, how you should show up, where are you going with this? You know, I love asking myself, like, where are we going with this? Because I'll like literally have my business in front of me. I'm like, well, where are we going with this? Or a relationship, like, where are we going with this? Or my relationship with myself, I'm like, where are we going with this? Because now that this has been identified, now that this has been exposed, now that this has been revealed to me, where will I go from here? And so I want to share that with you because many times we go and we want to shift our identity and we do the work and we do the energetic work and we do some of the journaling and we do the meditations and we surround ourselves with people who are in alignment with us. And then we start to realize that everything around us is then shifting. Like for instance, I can't share too much. It's a little private, but I encountered someone that I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like so in alignment. And then I realized that now I have to change the way I dress. I'm like, oh crap. Okay, because I did the identity shifting, I did the work previously, and now it's time for me to raise the bar and step into a new, fresh version of me so that the external looks like the internal, because my life is changing and shifting and I'm realigning. and recalibrating. And again, sometimes it seems scary, and sometimes it seems like, oh, overwhelming. Sometimes it seems exciting. Sometimes it seems energizing, and motivation is like at an all-time high. And what you'll notice is that these different variations of emotions and subsequent experiences will then collide. And one minute you're feeling very excited and happy, and then very fearful about the same thing, all in the same moment and space of time. But don't be alarmed at this type of experience, because this is just your human body saying, whoa, I'm not used to this. And energetically, you're like, I need to feel grounded. So just go ahead and ground yourself. And some of the ways that you can ground yourself is by listening and dancing to music. Another way is being in nature, grounding your feet, touching the sand, touching the ground, the dirt, the grass, really facilitating a process where you are in exchange with the earth so that you can ground yourself through this reality and transitional time. Okay. So let's get a journal out. I'm not going to make this episode too long. This month of April is super, super busy. May is going to be super busy, but we're releasing a series in May, and it's called Self-Love Sundays for the month of May. It's going to be absolutely divine, and I know that you're going to enjoy those episodes on YouTube. So be sure to click on the link below and subscribe so that you can receive the notifications when this series is released. Self-Love Sunday on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/@LCBlass. So again, I'll have the link stated below as well. I abandoned my YouTube for far too long, and now we are finally ready to share with the world some of the tips and tools and skills and teachings that you can use and utilize for your self-love journey. Okay, let's dive right back in. Again, now that you have your journal or smart device, pen and paper handy, let's write down some things that you can journal through today. So let's say it's about a new relationship or a current relationship, and I want you to ask yourself some questions, okay? Does this feel good to me? Does this feel safe? This feels unsafe because, this feels safe because, it might feel safe, right? And sometimes it might feel safe, but you're so used to it feeling toxic. So you get like, you have a pause and you get jerked back energetically. You're like, oh, is this okay? Can I shift? Can I move in this direction? Can I honor this? Can I submit to this? Because you might be used to or have a little bit of PTSD, don't you worry, that it will subside. Believe that it will subside. Believe that you're on a journey of that dissolving, and it will dissolve. And sometimes what you might need is exposure to healthy relationships, healthy interactions, and that will help alleviate and override the past. But if you're too scared to move forward in a healthy space, you will hinder the opportunity to have that override within your brain, within your, you know, your mind redesigning, within your energy, because your nervous system is still used to the old patterns. And you need to subject your nervous system to new patterns, new people, new behaviors, so that then it can say, oh, I can relax. Okay, I didn't realize that. And then you can share with your nervous system, it's perfectly fine to relax as of right now. If anything changes, I will let you know. If anything changes for you, please let me know. I am available to receive your guidance, your love, your intuitive nature, and your voice of recognition. I am here for it. And when you have a healthy relationship with your nervous system, what you'll notice there is that you can have self-trust, because you trust yourself, you trust your mind, you trust your heart to let you know what's going on, and you trust your nervous system to give you the signs and signals of saying, hey, not this way, not this direction, not right now, or not ever, right? I recently created a post that I have not shared yet, and it's called Building Self-Trust, and you'll receive a full episode on YouTube concerning building self-trust. But in this quote here, I would like to share and it's titled Built Self-Trust, and it'll be released this week as well. The moment your nervous system says no, it's no. You can unpack the details later. And I share here, one situation came to light 3 months later for me, and another situation revealed itself a week later. Protect yourself, save yourself with honoring when no is no. I definitely trust myself. So there were moments where myself told me, no, do not submit myself to this. Do not share, you know, interaction with this person. Do not, exchange. And I didn't know why I was receiving the no. And my nervous system was like, no, do not expose me to this situation. Do not expose me to this person. Do not interact, because I don't feel well about this at all. Please don't do it. And I said, okay, relax. I promise I will go in the other direction. And let me tell you, the level of self-control and weight that I had to apply, because I really wanted to go in this direction. I really, really, really did. And I had to control my thoughts and say, no, we are no longer thinking about this. We're no longer entertaining this. We're no longer available for this, because where the mind goes, the man follows. And if my nervous system is telling me no, I have to tell my mind no, because if my nervous system tells me no, but my mind is saying yes, and I allow my mind to continue with the yes, I will at some point continue to entertain, and then I will end up in a situation that I did not want to be in the future. And so you lead with your nervous system, and you facilitate, right? Your spirit is the alpha of the pack, the alpha of your mind, your heart, your energy, right? Your physical form, which is your nervous system. And I do feel like your nervous system is half like physical form and half energetic. I feel like they're both so mutually connected, like a marriage. And so my higher self will review the situation with my nervous system. What are you feeling? What's coming up for you? Please talk to me, share these things. Your nervous system brings pictures and images. The cells of your body are in your nervous system, and they transfer images and pictures and send them to your heart. And then your heart transfers the images and pictures to your mind, and then your mind adds wording to it. And then you can facilitate that process through that exchange of energy and exchange of cohesiveness between you and all of you, the different parts of you. So, and in sharing that, I hope, you know, I can get a little deep sometimes. So if you want to rewind or revisit what I'm sharing, or even draw it in a picture, it can help you capture in momentum, in real time, what I am sharing with you. So that way you can see it for yourself. Sometimes we learn through seeing, not only through hearing, right? Okay. So in that moment, your nervous system is transferring information once it is receptive or received, I should say, I'm sorry, in your mind. You can journal it out. You can talk it through. You can work through the concerns. And again, you might not understand or know why there's a no. You can unpack it later. Just submit and save yourself. Submit and save yourself. I recently spoke to a woman this week who continues to submit herself to a toxic relationship. And what happens here is that her nervous system keeps saying, no, don't participate in this relationship. No, don't give your body to him. No, you know, cut it here. Then the fears start to show up in her mind. And also, her mind is still after this one person, still connected to this person. Her physiology of her body is so used to connecting with this person. So she would have to train her mind to continue to say no each moment in time, because she feels unsafe. And where the mind goes, the man follows. But if her mind is still subjective and submissive to this relationship, she will continue to entertain it, and she will continue to put herself in harm's way. Okay, now let's talk about your business, let's transfer over to your business and thinking about this new form, this new way, and starting over. Where is your business going, right? So some questions you might ask yourself is, where's my career going if you work for a company? And I want to share this with you. A lot of, for the last recent years, it's almost been like this shame on you, or you're not worthy enough because you work for another company. If you don't have your own business, then you're not doing big things. And it's like, shut your freaking mouth. I'm so sick of hearing how everyone needs to start a business. And perhaps I participated a little bit in that. And I don't want to bring shame on us, but I do want to transfer the idea to say not everyone's meant to have their own business. And most people are meant to have two things going on at the same time, maybe working for a company or working for themselves and working for themselves, having a side project. And some people are supposed to have their own business and that's it, you know, or have multiple businesses or no longer have a business, but be an investor to other businesses that exist. There are so many layers to this. So some questions that you can entertain today or statements would be, what's working for me right now is, what's no longer working for me right now is, what I can no longer do or entertain in my business is, I am now shifting into, fill in the blank on these, okay? These are journaling prompts that I want you to entertain and bring to fruition in your time with yourself. And let's see, what other juicy ones do I have? Okay, sorry about that. I need to clear my throat. It's early, you know, haven't really had much conversation this morning. okay. So, yes, the famous question, where are we going? And like in this moment, I was like, I don't know where I'm going. I just know I have a media company, but I don't really know where we're going with this. I don't know what this is going to look like. I have no freaking clue. I know I'm in transition. I know I'm doing big things. I know I have some things in secret I'm working on. I know, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't even know. I can't say that on air, but I don't know a lot of things. I don't know a lot of things. Oh my God. Like if we could just be honest, I literally am completely clueless about a few things. Concerning my life right now, okay? Completely freaking clueless. But let me just tell you, that's not going to rob me of my happiness. That's not going to rob me of my joy, or it's not going to take anything from me. It doesn't strip me from me not being good enough to, like me not being a good enough boss or a good enough entrepreneur or person, or, oh my God, I don't have self-love because I don't know what my next phase in life is. No, none of those things exist. What's fascinating here is that we can sit in a space that is so filled with peace and prosperity and love, and we have peace in the unknown. I love that. Okay, so we have peace and prosperity and we are filling our life with so much joy. And just because we don't know something, or we might be sitting in the dark about certain things. And technically, I don't feel like I'm sitting in the dark, but I do feel like I'm sitting in the unknown. And that's completely okay with me, because for many years, I've been mastering. How can I say this? I used to tell myself I can see in the dark. So even when I was in the unknown phases of life, I'd be like, I can see clearly. I know what my next phase is. I know what my next step is. It's just right in front of me. And even when I didn't know, I would say that to myself because I needed my mind to follow the thought process of, we got it. We're good. It's coming. The information that we need is on its way. It's being revealed to me right now, today. People and places and things are coming into alignment so that I can have the clarity that I desire to have. so that I can move and shift in the world in the way that's meaningful and productive and satisfying to my own soul, to my own mind, to the people that I serve, to my family, to my friends, to my partner, right? Like, you can keep going. So when you don't know, tell yourself that you know. Tell yourself that it's being revealed. Tell yourself that everything's coming into alignment. And what that will do is allow your mind to no longer have a hindrance or block of holding on to the unknown, because you can stay in the unknown for longer because you keep telling your mind, yes, we don't know. Yes, we don't know. Yes, we don't know. Or I should say, no, we don't know. But saying, yes, yes, I still don't understand where we're going. I still don't know. But when you tell your mind, hey, yes, yes, I do know. Yes, things are being revealed. Yes, we are on the right track. Yes, it's okay. Yes, things are working. Your mind will start to say, oh, for real? Oh. And really, in some of our minds, if you're urban, you know that moment when you're like, when you tell your mind, yo, it's all good. Like, we got it. You know, the clarity's coming. The information is here. Don't worry. Like, chill out. You know, just be open to being receptive of it. So tell your mind, hey, mind, brain. I love talking to my brain. I'm like, brain, be receptive of this information. Be receptive of the things that are going to come as a result so that you can let me know what our next step is. Be open to the information, brain. Are you open to the information? And your brain will say, yes, yes, I am open. And I want you to have your brain have a conversation with you and tell you what your brain is going to be working on, what your brain is going to be doing. And maybe your brain might need some focus or direction, so go ahead and provide that. But I love having my brain tell me, okay, now after I've shared these things with you, what have you received from me? And my brain will say, okay, I received that we might not know everything, all the details right now, but that's okay. I'm open to paying attention for signals, signs, people, places, music, wording, lyrics, right? Reading pastures or passages. I'm open to things in nature. I'm open to logos and signs and quotes, and I'm open to books, and I'm open to reading, and I'm open to videos, and I'm open to content. I am open to receiving what our next step is through insightfulness, through a nudge, through exposure. And I'm open to that. And you're like, oh, brain, I'm so glad you were listening. Thank you so much. And your brain is like, yeah, thank you. Thank you for giving me the one thing that I need to focus on. And that is not focusing on where we need to go next, but just focusing on what's being provided and available energetically, emotionally, physically in my eye gate, my ear gate, so that I can move forward in my journey in this life and in this business or in this my love life or in whatever the thing is. Now, your body, your energy will start to say, hey, that's a good book, or hey, that person said this, or hey, and you're like, let me read into that. Let me look more into that. Let me do research. Let me expose myself. If I want a healthy relationship, I have to show up differently. Because so oftentimes when we want a healthy relationship, we look at how the other person can change and we're like, oh, they, if they did X, Y, Z, we would be in a better place right now. And it's like, well, what about if we stop looking externally and start looking internally? Well, if I showed up in XYZ, how could this relationship look differently? Because I am the leader, I am in control. And the same is true for your business, and the same is true for yourself. You are the leader. And sometimes we look at our business, well, our business is not showing up properly, our business is not doing the thing. How are we showing up? How are we showing up? Are we taking responsibility for how we show up? If the relationship isn't going well, are we taking responsibility? Now, you might be past that in your relationship with your business or your relationship with someone else, because there comes a point where you're at the end of it and you're like, you know what? Nothing I do right now is going to matter. So I'm just going to allow this to dissolve or close out, or I'm just going to be on the journey of watching it burn to the ground. I don't know what this is for you, and it could be your business, but either or your relationship with yourself. But at some point you have to take responsibility and you have to join in on what resources you might need to make something a success, what books you have to read to make this a success, what behaviors, what thought processes, what energy are you going to show up with today? Like, all of those things matter. And so oftentimes we blame things outside of self for the quality in which we exist in this life or in this particular situation. And technically, it's about the quality that we are investing in it our own, with our own self, right? With our own being. So, okay, I'm gonna close our show today. I know it was getting good, and I do have to cook, and this is such a busy month. Like, I have so much going on. And again, my business is in transition, but it's so exciting. And so I know I missed a couple podcasts, and I will be back next week. But I wanted to drop this in here for you, with you, to you, because I need you to know that it's okay. Transition is okay. Starting over is okay. You can start over with something that already exists, but you're just gonna show up differently. You can start over completely and close out anything that was currently existing that doesn't need to exist anymore. It really all depends. But starting over, whether you're in it to win it or you're starting over outside of it to create something new, ideally, it all starts with you. And don't get alarmed, don't get concerned if when you're in the process of identity shifting that your world starts to feel like it's collapsing, your world starts to feel like it's in the unknown. It has to recalibrate, it has to realign, and it has to align with the version of you that you're being called to show up as today in your life right now. Thank you again for listening to the Self Love Sessions podcast. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. Again, go click the link below and be sure to subscribe to my YouTube so that you can receive the notifications for the new series that's coming out, and it's called Self Love Sunday. Don't miss it. Also, if you enjoy the podcast and you enjoy learning here, and it feels good for you, go ahead and give a 5-star rating and share it with a friend, because we are on a quest to helping everyone in the world have a better relationship with themselves, self-love, behavior change, and extending your life expectancy to ensure a beautiful, successful life. Again, visit elsieblass.com and subscribe so we can connect more on your journey of self-love. Bye for now.